الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Welcome in our program Summary of Tafsir al-Quran. In our last episode, we commented on ayah number 164 from Surah al-Baqarah, and that was fourth ruku of second para. Today, the next ayah are about the love of polytheists with their false gods and love of believers with Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. And then there is warning for polytheists. Almighty Allah has stated, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَتَّخِذُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ أَنْدَادًا يُحِبُّونَهُمْ كَحُبِّ اللَّهِ And of mankind are some who take for worship others besides Allah as a rival to Allah. They love them as they love Allah. Polytheists love their false gods as they should love Almighty Allah. Then Allah Azza wa Jalla told about believers, how do they have love with Almighty Allah? وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّ لِلَّهِ And those who believe love Allah more than anything else. That is the sign of Iman. And that is the demand of Iman as well. Loving with Almighty Allah, then and more than anything else. Then warning for polytheists, وَلَوْ يَرَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا إِذْ يَرَوْنَ الْعَذَابَ أَنَّ الْقُوَّةَ لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْعَذَابِ Means the polytheists will see and face severe punishment from Almighty Allah. Then what would happen between leaders and their followers? The leaders of polytheists and their followers who would be polytheists as well. They will disown each other. Leaders will disown their followers and followers will disown their leaders. Almighty Allah has told, when those who were followed, means leaders, disown those who followed. So they would disown their followers. And on the other hand, those followers would say, لَوْ أَنَّ لَنَا كَرَّةً فَنَتَبَرَّأَ مِنْهُمْ كَمَا تَبَرَّأُ مِنَّا Now our leaders, they are disowning us. If we had one chance to return to our world, so we will definitely disown our leaders who are disowning us here. Then if fifth rukun, Allah Azza wa Jalla has given some commandments, which are very important and basic teachings of Islam. Eating lawful and halal, and abstaining from the footsteps of shaitan. Allah Azza wa Jalla commanded, Ya ayyuha an-nasu kulu mimma fil ardi halalan tayyiba wa la tattabi'u khutuwati shaitan innahu lakum aduwwum mubin. O mankind, eat of that which is lawful and good on the earth and follow not the footsteps of shaitan. Verily, he is to you an open enemy. So, that is the basic teaching of Islam regarding our food. Only lawful, which we earn through legal way, and the thing is itself lawful and halal according to Islam. So we are allowed to eat only those things. So those are halal and tayyiba, lawful and pure. And we have been forbidden to follow the footsteps of shaitan. What is the meaning of following the footsteps of shaitan? Means following the commandments and following the whispers of shaitan. What does shaitan say and what does shaitan command? Almighty Allah has told us in next ayah. What are the commandments of shaitan and opposite to that, what are the commandments of Almighty Allah? Allah Azza wa Jalla told, إِنَّمَا يَأْمُرُكُمْ بِالسُّوءِ وَالْفَحْشَاءِ وَأَن تَقُولُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Shaitan commands you only what is evil and fahsha, sinful, immodest, indecent. That is the commandment of Shaitan. So he commands human being to commit sins and evil. And opposite to that, Allah Azza wa Jal forbids us from that. As Allah Azza wa Jal has commanded in the Allah Azza wa Jal has told in the Holy Quran, وَيَنْهَا عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. Almighty Allah forbids from the things which are ordered by Shaitan. Shaitan commands them and Allah Azza wa Jal forbids them. Then Allah Azza wa Jal told the behavior of polytheists regarding the followings of their forefathers. They follow their forefathers whether they are knowledgeable or they are ignorant, or they are intelligent, or they have lack of intelligence, they are totally senseless people, but they would follow their parents, they would follow their forefathers, and that behavior is entirely wrong, and that behavior is entirely untrue. Allah Azza wa Jalla said, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمُ اتَّبِعُوا مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ قَالُوا بَلْ نَتَّبِعُوا مَا أَلْفَيْنَا عَلَيْهِ آبَاءَنَا. When it is said to them, follow what Allah has sent down, they say, nay, we shall follow that we found our forefathers following. Would they do that even though their fathers did not understand anything, nor were they guided? Means, if you have to follow someone, so it should depend upon something, whether they should be intelligent or they should be on guidance. So that is a very evident condition. That is very means firm condition. They should be on guidance, then you can follow them. If they are on misguidance, so how can you follow them? It is not allowed. So that is the behavior of Islam, and that is the command of Islam, to follow only those people who are intelligent, who are on guidance. If someone has no guidance and he is not on right path, then following that person is not appropriate, and that is forbidden in Islam. But that was the behavior of these polytheist people. They followed their forefathers in any case, whether they are misguided or they don't have any intelligence. Then Allah Azza wa Jal again commanded believers to eat only halal food. To eat only halal food. Halal, what is halal? Halal is that which is earned through legal way, and which is halal itself according to Islam. That is halal, and that is halalan tajiba. And then when we eat provision provided by Allah Azza wa Jal, then we should pay gratitude to Almighty Allah as well, because we are His bondmen, we are His worshipper, and that is the demand of that favor from Almighty Allah, that when we eat food which is the blessing, which is a favor from Almighty Allah, so we should pay gratitude to Him as well. So Allah Azza wa Jal commanded, Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu kulu min tayyibati ma razaqnakum washkuru lillahi in kuntum iyyahu ta'budun. O you who believe, eat of the lawful things that we have provided you with, and be grateful to Allah if it is indeed He whom you worship. If you worship Allah alone, so then pay gratitude to Him when you eat food, when you eat lawful food. So that is the demand and requirement of our faith. In kuntum iyyahu ta'budun. If you worship only Allah, if you worship Allah alone, so then when you eat lawful food, pay gratitude to Him. A lot of things, hundreds and thousands of things are lawful for us. We can eat whatever is delicious and whatever is according to our taste. When according to Sharia those things are halal, we are allowed to eat. But there are some demands from Sharia, and really those demands are very rational and logical, because all these favors and foods are provisions which are provided to us by Almighty Allah. So then it is our responsibility to pay gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jal. So that's why before eating, it is sunnah to recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Why? Because this food is the favor of Allah. So before eating food, we are mentioning and we are remembering Almighty Allah. We are mentioning the name of Allah. It shows that, it shows our connection and our relation with Almighty Allah. We are His bondmen. We are His worshippers. Then, at the end of food, when we have eaten our food, so then it is sunnah to recite Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, which is the form of paying gratitude to Almighty Allah. Why? Because this food is from Allah. According to our belief, Almighty Allah is sustainer. He is providing us food. So now when we have been blessed with the favor from Almighty Allah, so now we have to pay gratitude. So saying it is a recitation of Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen is sunnah after eating food, after drinking water. Then Allah Azza wa Jalla told us about those things which are unlawful and which are forbidden for us according to Sharia. Though we earn and we get those things through legal way, but if there is any legal way in these things, if in some cases is there any legal way in earning these things, but because these things are unlawful and haram and forbidden according to commandments of Islam. So Allah Azza wa Jalla has told in this ayah, إِنَّمَا حَرَّمَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْمَيْتَةَ وَالدَّمَ وَاللَّحْمَ الْخِنْزِيرِ وَمَا أُهِلَّ بِهِ لِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ. And He has forbidden you only the maitah, dead animals, and blood, and the flesh of swine, and that which is slaughtered as a sacrifice for others than Allah. These four kind of things are haram for us. But if a person is in any need and necessity, and if he doesn't eat, only these things are available, and if he doesn't eat any of these things, he would die. So then it is allowed for him. So that is concession from Sharia. That is one kind of ruksa to him. So Allah Azza wa Jalla told about that concession. فَمَنْ اِضْطُرَّ غَيْرَ بَاغٍ وَلَا عَادٍ فَلَا إِثْمَ عَلَيْهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. But if one is forced by necessity without willful disobedience, not transgressing due limits, then there is no sin on him. If a person is forced by necessity, there is no other food available, and the person is in severe hunger, if he doesn't eat either of them, so then he would die. So then it is allowed for him to eat from these forbidden things as well. Now again, some severe warnings for those people who sell out their religion and the book of Allah and the verses of Allah against very small price. Whatever price is that is small against religion and against the book of Allah. So Allah Azza wa Jalla told about them and warned them. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَكْتُمُونَ مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَيَشْتَرُونَ بِهِ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا أُولَٰئِكَ مَا يَأْكُلُونَ فِي بُطُونِهِمْ إِلَّا النَّارَ وَلَا يُكَلِّمُهُمُ اللَّهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَلَا يُزَكِّيهِمْ وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. Verily those who conceal what Allah has sent down of the book and purchase a small gain therewith, they eat into their bellies nothing but fire. Allah will not speak to them on the day of resurrection, nor purify them, and theirs will be a painful torment. For those people who conceal truth, who conceal the commandments of Allah, who conceal the book of Allah, and who conceal the verses of Allah, which Allah has revealed to them. Why is so severe punishment for them? Because Allah revealed in their books regarding the final Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, and Almighty Allah made covenant with them. Then whenever this final Prophet will appear and he will announce his prophethood, so you will have to be his witness. You will have to pay your evidence for the people so that they accept faith. They come close to him. But instead of that, they conceal the verses of Almighty Allah and they disobey the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they deprive other people of accepting faith. So their crime and their sin was bigger than others, because others, the other people, the common polytheist people, they were unaware of the prophethood of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam beforehand. But these people who have read the book of Allah, who are aware of the verses of Almighty Allah, so when they are concealing truth and they are concealing the prophethood of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and when they are concealing that evidence which they have been given from Almighty Allah in their books. So that's why they swear this, their punishment is very swear. So Allah Azza wa Jal told them, أُولَٰئِكَ مَا يَأْكُلُونَ فِي بُطُونِهِمْ إِلَّا النَّارَ. Though they are earning some worldly wealth, which is small, which is trivial sum, which is small price, but that worldly wealth, what they eat and what they are filling in their bellies, that is only fire. Because when these things are haram for them, because that is the price of concealing truth, because this is the price of concealing truth, so it is haram for them. So now whatever they are eating in this way, they are filling their bellies with the fire of hell. And on the day of judgment, Allah will not speak to them in His merciful manner. In His merciful manner, Allah will not speak to them, and Allah will not purify them. And for these people, there would be painful torment. So that is warning for them, and that is punishment for them on the day of judgment. Then in sixth ruku, the first ayah of sixth ruku is very important, because in this ayah, Allah Azza wa Jal has described the chapters of bir, the chapters of piety, the doors of goodness and righteousness. And this ayah shows the basic teachings of Islam, and very beautiful teachings. And then the comprehensiveness of Islam is shown in this ayah. What were those commandments, and what are those teachings and guidance of Islam? So look at this ayah and listen to the translation of this ayah. Allah Azza wa Jalla has described, لَيْسَ الْبِرَّ أَن تُوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ قِبَلَ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ وَلَكِنَّ الْبِرَّ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ وَالْكِتَابِ وَالنَّبِيِّينَ وَآتَى الْمَالَ عَلَى حُبِّهِ ذَوِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينَ وَابْنَ السَّبِيلِ وَالسَّائِلِينَ وَفِي الرِّقَابِ وَأَقَامَ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتَى الزَّكَاةَ وَالْمُوفُونَ بِعَهْدِهِمْ إِذَا عَاهَدُوا وَالصَّابِرِينَ فِي الْبَأْسَاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ وَحِينَ الْبَأْسِ أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُتَّقُونَ. It is not piety and righteousness that you turn your faces towards east and west in prayers, but al-bir, piety, righteousness, is the one who believes in Allah and the last day and the angels and the book and the prophets, and gives his wealth in spite of love for that to the kinsfolk, to the orphans, and to the poor destitute, and to the wayfarer, and to those who ask, and to set slaves free, performs prayer and gives zakah, and who fulfill their covenant when they make it, and who are patient in extreme poverty and ailment and at the time of fighting. These are the qualities of a believer. These are the qualities of a true and perfect Muslim. Now look at these qualities and look at your condition as well. How is our character, and how is our conduct, and how is our life? Is it according to the teachings of this ayah? Is it according to the guidance of this ayah? The first thing, that is Iman. That is with every Muslim. We, alhamdulillah, we are believers, we are Muslim. We believe in all the essentials of Islam. We believe in all the beliefs of Islam. Alhamdulillah, that favor we have and that privilege we have. Believing in Allah and in the Day of Judgment and in angels and book and all the prophets. These are the basics of Iman. Now, وَآتَ الْمَالَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ ذَوِي الْقُرْبَىٰ. In spite of love for worldly wealth, which we have with us, but in spite of that, giving that wealth to ذَوِي الْقُرْبَىٰ, to relatives, to orphans, to destitute, to wayfarer, and to those who ask, and for setting slaves free. Means giving our wealth to these people. Then establishment of prayer and paying of zakah. وَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتَوا الزَّكَاةَ. Then وَالْمُوفُونَ بِعَهْدِهِمْ إِذَا عَاهَدُوا. And when we make any covenant, we should fulfill that covenant with people. Then وَالصَّابِرِينَ فِي الْبَأْسَاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ وَحِينَ الْبَأْسِ. And in every aspect of life, in every walk of life, remaining patient, showing patience. So these are the qualities of true believers. As Allah Azza wa Jal has said in the end of ayah, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا. These are the people who are truthful. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُتَّقُونَ And these are the ones who are pious, who are really pious. So the real piety and the real truthfulness is of those people who have these qualities, who have these qualities. So now we should look at our character and our life. Do we give our wealth to our close relatives if they are in any need, if they are poor, if they are in any necessity? Then to orphans, then to destitute people, then to wayfarer, then to those people who ask, who seek our help, then establishment of prayer and paying zakah. So are we habitual of that? Do we do that? Do we fulfill these commandments of Islam? Then fulfilling covenant and promises when they make with others. That is a very important and unique, that is a very important quality of a believer, because Allah Azza wa Jal has particularly described this quality in this place. وَالْمُوفُونَ بِعَهْدِهِمْ إِذَا عَهَدُوا So fulfilling our covenants and promises is very important. Though people nowadays are very neglectful in this regard. They don't care of that. They make promise and they break immediately. They break at the tongue. So, but Allah Azza wa Jal has commanded us to fulfill our covenant and our promise when we make other people. The person who has these qualities, he is true believers, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُتَّقُونَ And he is a really pious person. Then in next ayah, that is about retribution, the legal retribution in Islam. And that is very important because sometimes murder, killing happens in our society, in our world as we know. So what is the way of solving this problem? So Allah Azza wa Jalla has told in this ayah, Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu kutiba alaykumul qisas. O you who believe, al-qisas, the legal retribution, the Islamic retribution, is prescribed for you in case of murder, in case of those who are killed. So for them, al-qisas, the legal retribution, is first upon you. Then there is a detail on that, but that is one commandment of Islam, that is one ruling of Islam regarding retribution. Then in next ayah, Allah Azza wa Jal has given us guidance regarding request when a person is about to depart this world. So that timing before his death, as it is means it is commonly done at that time when a person is about to depart this world. So that time he makes bequest for his relatives. So for whom should he make that bequest? Allah Azza wa Jalla has told in this ayah. But before that, I would mention that this ayah has been abrogated. This ayah has been made mansukh with that ayah which is about inheritance. Before the ayah of inheritance, which is with these words, يُوسِيكُمُ اللَّهُ فِي أَوْلَادِكُمْ لِلذَّكَرِ مِثْلُ حَوْضِ الْأُنْثَيَيْنِ When Allah Azza wa Jal revealed that ayah, so then Allah Azza wa Jal abrogated this commandment. But before that ayah of inheritance, the ayah of miras, Allah Azza wa Jal commanded us this one. When a person is about to pass away, so that time he should make this bequest. And what is that? كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمْ إِذَا حَضَرَ أَحَدَكُمُ الْمَوْتُ إِن تَرَكَ خَيْرًا الْوَصِيَّةُ لِلْوَالِدَيْنِ وَالْأَقْرَبِينَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ حَقًّا عَلَى الْمُتَّقِينَ It is prescribed for you when death approaches any of you, if he leaves wealth, that he makes a bequest to parents and next of kin according to reasonable manners. This is a duty upon the pious. This is the duty upon the pious people. So before inheritance commandment, Allah Azza wa Jal described this commandment, and making bequest was first upon Muslims. And that bequest was for relatives, for parents, for children, for sons, for daughters. At that time when it was first, or even now as well, because even now making bequest is mustahab, but not for those people who are our heirs, who are our inheritors, not for those, but for others. So now if a person makes a bequest, so if someone changes that, If someone changes that bequest, it is haram. And the sin of changing that bequest would be upon that person who is changing that. So Allah Azza wa Jalla said, فَمَنْ بَدَّلَهُ بَعْدَ مَا سَمِعَهُ فَإِنَّمَا إِثْمُهُ عَلَى الَّذِينَ يُبَدِّلُونَهُ. Then whoever changes the bequest after hearing it, the sin shall be on those who make the change. True, Allah is all hearer, all knower. So whosoever changes the bequest and will of a person, he would be sinner. Then in 7th ruku, ayat are about observing fast and the significance and importance of the month of Ramadan. Then the significance and importance of supplicating in the court of Allah. So these are very important ayah. In first ayah, Allah Azza wa Jal has prescribed observing fast in the month of Ramadan. And Allah Azza wa Jal told that as this observing fast is being prescribed upon you, similarly, it was prescribed upon those who were before you. Means upon previous people, upon previous, in previous religions, Allah Azza wa Jal prescribed observing fast as well. So Allah Azza wa Jal told, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu kutiba alaykumus siyam kama kutiba ala ladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqoon. O you who believe, observing the fast is prescribed for you as it was prescribed of those before you, that you may become al-muttaqoon. So three things have been mentioned in this ayah. First, observing fast is prescribed upon us, and it was prescribed upon those people who were before us, as the people of Bani Israel, as the people of in the nation of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So it was farz upon them as well. And then the purpose of this observing fast, the purpose of observing fast is getting piety. Is getting piety. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So that you attain piety, you attain taqwa. That is the main purpose and spirit of observing fast. So, alhamdulillah, that is the blessing of Allah that we observe fast in the month of Ramadan. So, we should think about the purpose as well. Have we attained that wisdom? Have we attained that reward of piety in the reward of observing fast? We have observed fast in the month of Ramadan for whole of our life, in our previous life. Sometimes, for example, some people have observed fast for 14 years, and some for 15 years, some for 20 years, 25 years, 40 years, more than that, might be more than that. So during that whole period of our life, have we attained that piety which have been mentioned in this ayah and which Allah Azza wa Jalla have mentioned as the purpose of observing fast, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that you attain piety. If we have attained that, so then it is the great blessing of Allah. But if we are still deprived of that, so then we should think about that. What is lack and shortage in our observing fast? There must be some shortcomings and there must be some faults, spiritual or apparent faults in our fasting. And because of that, we are deprived of the reward of observing fast in the form of piety. Then Allah Azza wa Jalla told, these days are few in numbers. Ayyamam ma'adudat. Observing fast for a fixed number of days. These are few days, 29 days or 30 days in the month of Ramadan. Now Allah Azza wa Jalla described a relief and concession for those people who are sick, who are on journey. So if a person is sick and he is unable to observe fast that time, so then he has relief from Sharia not to observe fast in that time, and he has a relief to observe fast after the month of Ramadan. Then if a person is on a journey, on the distance should be Sharia distance, means 92 kilometers. So if he is on a journey, so then he is allowed to leave observing fast that time, and he is allowed to observe fast after the month of Ramadan. So in this ayah, Allah Azza wa Jalla had told this commandment, فَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ مَرِيضًا أَوْ عَلَى سَفَرٍ فَعِدَّةٌ مِّنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرَ. Translation I have mentioned. Then for those people who are unable to observe fast because of their old age, they don't have capability to observe fast because of their old age, for those people there is another. There is another way from Sharia. There is another solution from Sharia. So Allah Azza wa Jal told in this ayah, وَعَلَى الَّذِينَ يُطِيقُونَهُ فِدْيَةٌ طَعَامُ مِسْكِينَ. And for those people who don't have capability to observe fast, upon them there is fidya of one destitute person. Means he will pay the amount of sadaqatul fitr to a destitute person, to a poor person. So it would be the solution for his living fast. But it is only for those people who are unable to observe fast because of their old age, not because of only sickness or because of some other ailment. Then Allah Azza wa Jal described the greatness and excellence of the month of Ramadan. The month of Ramadan has a lot of excellences in Islam. Allah Azza wa Jal revealed the Holy Quran in this month. And the revelation of the Holy Quran started in this month. And in the light of Qadr, in Laylatul Qadr, Allah Azza wa Jal revealed the whole Quran from Lohi Mahfuz to the first sky. So this month had a lot of excellences which has been mentioned even in this ayah as well. So Allah Azza wa Jal told, شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ هُدًى لِلنَّاسِ وَبَيْشِنَاتٍ مِّنَ الْهُدَى وَالْفُرْقَانِ. The month of Ramadan in which was revealed the Quran, a guidance for mankind and clear proofs for the guidance and the criterion between right and wrong. Quran was revealed in this month. That is the importance of this month. Then Allah Azza wa Jal give the command, Allah Azza wa Jal give the commandment regarding observing fast. فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمْ مُشَّهْرَ فَلْيَسُمْ. Whosoever find this month, he should observe fast. Then again, that relief for the sick people and for the travelers. Then Allah Azza wa Jal describe the ruling of Sharia, a basic maxim of Sharia. That the basic maxim of Sharia. What is that? Allah Azza wa Jal told, يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرَ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرَ. SubhanAllah. Allah Azza wa Jal told, Allah intends for you ease and He does not want to make things difficult for you. That is one of the basic maxims of Sharia. And from this ayah, our scholars and jurisprudents, they have derived many rules. Al-mashaqqatu tajribu tahsir, and there is no difficulty in the teachings of Islam. Like many other rules, our scholars have derived from this ayah. So that is one of the basic rules of Islam. Then Allah Azza wa Jal told us about prayer. When we invoke in the court of Allah, so where is Allah? Allah is Allah, Almighty Allah is free from makan. He is free from makan. But according to His knowledge, according to His dignity, befitting His dignity, He is with us and He is very close to us. So when we invoke in the court of Allah, so it means we are directly speaking to Almighty Allah. So Allah Azza wa Jal told, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبُ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. And when my slaves, my bondsmen ask you, O beloved Prophet, concerning me, then answer them, I am indeed near to them, and I respond to the invocations of the supplicant when he calls on me. So let them obey me and believe in me so that they may be led aright. They may be led aright. So Allah Azza wa Jal has told us about His mercy and blessing. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. When we invoke in the court of Allah, He is near to us according to His knowledge, according to His power, according to His dignity, according to His befitting His dignity. He is close to us and He is near to us, and He is telling us, أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانَ. I respond to the invocations of the supplicant when he calls on me. When we invoke in the court of Allah, He answers us, He responds us. So that is the mercy of Allah upon us. that He is near to us and He answers our supplications. May Allah grant us tawfiq to invoke in the court of Allah more and more, and may Allah accept and answer our prayers, and may Allah grant us tawfiq to act upon the commandment of Islam, and may Allah grant us tawfiq to understand the Holy Quran. Ameen. Bichahin Nabiyil Ameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
Quran.